Here with that story, the Great Northern Radio Players.
Giddy up, team! Get those timbers up the hill! Yeah! Yeah, Jack! Yeah, Buttercup! Yeah, Sassafras and Samson!
Now, keep those legs moving, fellow horses. I can see the top of the hill from here.
That's great, Jack, because all I can see back here is snow and Buttercup's behind.
Oh, Samson, I warned you about looking at my butt.
I can't help it. I've got blinders on.
You think we like looking at your haunches there, Buttercup? It's the only thing here bigger than this load we're pulling.
Hey, like you should talk.
Okay, that's enough. First of all, that's an exaggeration. Buttercup's behind is normal.
Yeah.
For a draft horse. Second of all, nothing is bigger than this load we're pulling right now. Holy cow!
Oh, please don't curse, Jack.
Oh, I don't cow. Who hears me? This is Bull. We should go on strike.
Oh, here we go with another strike vote.
I'm serious this time. How do you guys vote?
Nay.
Nay.
You guys, why do you always vote nay?
It's literally our only option.
Jukebox has only one tune, pal.
Well, we sure don't get enough credit for all the work we do. Half this forest is gone, and we horses pulled most of it to the river or down to the tracks ourselves. And what do we get?
Backaches.
Harness sores.
Muscle definition.
Exactly. And most of that is bad. The sawmill down in Virginia cuts 300 million board feet of lumber every year. Almost a million board feet every day. Don't ask me how a horse knows that, but I do. And every inch of that timber we pulled. Just think how many horse brethren we've lost over the years.
Jumpy Joe, he was so fun to be around, except when he would buck under a 20-ton load of logs.
Ultimately, the cause of his demise. You know who I miss? Bertha. She could solo jack a loaded sleigh out of the swamp, all while chowing down on breakfast from her feed bag.
Too bad she ran off that trestle into Skeleton Lake while she was reaching for her oats.
Distracted driving. It's not worth your life.
No, forget about that.
And who could forget War Horse? He went off to fight in World War I, encountering a series of complicated escapades that underscored the brutality of modern warfare.
No. Did he die?
I don't know. He didn't win an Oscar, though.
Hey, listen here, horse friends. Let's not wallow in our tales of woe. We've got a few more miles until this sleigh gets to the railroad. Maybe we can craft some kind of plan to, I don't know, maybe get a few days off, take a little vacation or something.
I could go for that. Put my hooves up on a beach somewhere, eating apples off the shoulder blades of some hot racehorses. How about you, Buttercup?
Oh, I wouldn't mind some rest and relaxation so I can finally finish reading the thing that's written on the back of my stall. Oh, it's just so obtuse! I feel like I'm in some FFA program trying to read that thing.
Well, all I need is a field full of ponies and a farmer that won't shoot me for what's about to happen.
See, we could all use a break. We're almost to the railroad spur now.
Whoa, hold up there, team. I'll fetch you some water and some feed while they unload the logs up there.
Water and feed sounds pretty good right about now.
No kidding. We've been walking what?
5.4 miles up and down two hills and across a lake.
Right, that's a lot.
Well, maybe we could try to sneak away after tomorrow's run. I mean, we wouldn't want to start vacation on an empty stomach.
No way, fine by me. The sleigh is empty now, so it'll be easy to haul back up to the camp. We'll get that vacation soon enough.
You know, I'm only 2.5 years from retirement. Getting close.
Yeah, you're right. Nothing bad ever happens to horses in a logging town.
Well, here you go, boys and girls. Have some oats.
Oats!
The Great Northern Radio Players.